I do believe that we can hit the pause button temporarily in education because we have grown spending in education faster than almost any place. Even when we were running these big deficits, we kept spending more. And if you look at what other states have done, many have cut education when they got in a fix like ours. I don't think we ought to do that or need to, but I don't think it's out of line to ask a sector that's been benefiting from substantial increases to stand still with no less but no more for a little while. And by the way, we ought to try to help schools spend the money they have now much better. There's a lot of things schools have not done in Indiana that would make a lot of sense. For instance, everybody buys their own supplies, everybody buys their own insurance, everybody runs their own transportation. We could be achieving some real savings, and now's the time to look for them.
I want to talk a minute about health care on traditional Medicaid services. Some lawmakers say would see a hit with minimal funding increases. What would you say to a patient who is dependent on Medicaid for physical therapy or in a certain number of prescriptions a month under your proposal?
Now, the first thing I'd say is we'll be spending a lot more on health care and on Medicaid next year and probably every year. But this thing is totally out of control right now. You cannot have a very large piece of any budget growing at double digits year after year. In a way, health care will be the most favored part of the budget I proposed, growing at Medicaid now, growing at 5%. But we are going to have to do some things to slow down the rate of increase here because it is crowding out education and support for our universities and roads and other things that we want to do. We're just going to have to bring it under some control. I'm not going to like doing it, but on autopilot, this vehicle is going over the cliff.
You've proposed a one-year 1% surcharge on the wealthiest Hoosiers, and since then you've talked about maybe some alternatives after getting some response from lawmakers. What would you consider maybe an alternative to imposing a one-year 1% surcharge on the Hoosiers making $100,000 or more?
Well, it could be almost anything except another deficit. What I won't accept is another year of outspending our income. And I went through all the spending reduction I thought made sense, the things we've just talked about, flatlining education, how much could we slow down the growth of Medicaid and so forth. And when we were still a quarter of a billion short, the choice is another deficit or some temporary revenue, and that's why I picked what I thought was the fairest alternative. But I'll be very receptive. If somebody, for example, would rather have a 5% cut in education and higher education than any change in taxes, well, then I would disagree, but, you know, some may see it that way. From my point of view, this is not an unfair thing, and I will tell you that it is very clear to me that among the 1 in 20 Hoosiers, 19 out of 20 would see no change at all, among the 1 in 20 who would, the vast majority are saying and writing to say, fine, if this will help us get back to balance and out of the woods, I'm glad to do it.